This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We have a very interesting topic. The Gemara on Daf Peivav discussed the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a woman made a nether, you thought it was your daughter, or vice versa, and you annulled it, then it's not effective because you had the wrong kavana. You were not mechavin for the right person. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that you need to specifically be mechavin for the correct person. The Gemara says, where do we learn this out from? Yani Oisa. Meaning, Yani Oisa, you have to know her, that person, not for somebody else. So, and that's what the Gemara comes out, that you must have in mind a specific person. So the Chabina Rav in Shaos HaTshuvas Doivev Meisharim asked a very interesting question from the Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Gimel. Let's say someone has two wives and they both make a nether. Could you annul for both of these women simultaneously? No. The Gemara says that you learn out from Yani Oisa, you have to annul for her. You can only annul for one woman at a time. So the Chabina Rav asks, how do you learn out two things from one pasuk? The Gemara on Ayin Gimel learns out you can only annul for one woman at a time. And the Gemara on Peivav learns out that you could only, you have to be aware of the woman that you're annulling for. It can't be for someone else. So it's a stira. Ayin Gimel seems to learn out that you can't annul for two women simultaneously. And Peivav learns out you have to be mechabin for the correct woman. Fine. That's the shaila of the Chabina Rav. What's interesting is in the course of this shaila, he deals with a contemporary shaila. Namely, very often, or it happens, somebody passes away and there's no one to say Kaddish for them. And they'll call a yeshiva or they'll call a shul. And they'll ask the yeshiva to hire someone to say Kaddish. Now the guy saying Kaddish for the mess has a list of about 5,000 people he's saying Kaddish for. You know, and he gets a few $100 for each one. Does that make any sense? Could he be saying Kaddish for more than one person? Could he be mechavin for the Kaddish should work for more than one person? Another example. Often families want that Mishnayah should be learned for Nifter. Yeah? Okay. But here you have a guy, Mr. Mishnayas, you know, he could always learn Mishnayah. But is he allowed to learn Mishnah? And maybe sometimes, people get paid to learn Mishnayos. There are services. You call them up. Could you learn Mishnah for this mess? He's saying, learning Mishnayos for 500 other people. In other words, could you kill two birds with one stone when it comes to Ruchnias? Or, so at least by Hafaras Nadarim we learn out, you can't. That's the Shaila. He says like this. The Chabina Rav says, "Achar drisha shal matav yikarcha hisagti." I got your letter, and I was happy to see it that everything's okay. And the first shaila is like this: Al das shasachroi leechad loimar kaddish. You hired someone to say kaddish. V'ata roitza oid echad lesachroi. Now another person wants to hire him. I'm stopping in mutter oiloi. The question is it permitted or not? Shechoshev kimekapeach larishon. Is it like you're shortchanging the first person who hired you? So the Chabina Rav says, Nira dechol kaddish sheyoymer oyla lekol echav echad. Every kaddish that you say, it works for everyone. V'oyla leze v'gam leze. Im kavanosu sheyala l'tav Hashem. If your kavana is that it should be for both of them. Dugmas hamavor be'erevin. Similar to the concept that it says in Erevin, de zichroin echad oila lekan olekan. One remembrance works for this and for this. Ayin toisvis, v'ayin b'shas nazir. We're going to be learning nazir soon. Umetzayra, mashayale, taglachdoi lekan olekan. Ayin b'toisvis sham, ayin b'shas. Fine. Also, the Rama says you could say Kaddish for all Meisei Yisrael. Right, when somebody says Kaddish, they could have in mind all the Meisei Yisrael. My grandfather said Kaddish for 70 years for all the Holocaust, all those who perished in the Holocaust. It can't work, it works. So even though you were hired by the first company to say Kaddish, you could take another job and take more money. I guess I'm thinking, you know, somebody calls to sponsor a shir, right? They want to sponsor a shir. Then somebody else says, I want to dedicate this shir. So no, it's taken. Is it taken? Do you have the right to basically a profit, you know? Or a shul, you know, somebody dedicated a shalash shudis or somebody dedicated a kiddush. So at first glance, the Chabina Rav says, at least for Kaddish, I don't know about a Kiddush, you know, at least by Kaddish, it works for everybody. But then he takes another view. He says, "Amnam l'chayru yeshlam ed al-kapanim nigra k'tzas hachashivus meharisha." And on the other hand, it's like when the guy had exclusive rights to the Kaddish, he had a certain prestige, you know. I acquired the rights to this Kaddish. Im kilel oysa yachad emasheni, the first guy is losing some of his prestige if you incorporate the second guy. And then the Shabina Rav brings a raya, may uktsas hoychachalas and mehad aminan va'agadla shemecha v'heyei bracha, where Hashem tells Avraham, you might think that we're going to end with everyone. Baruch atah Hashem, again, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. No, only Avraham. So we see that if we would end Avraham, Baruch atah Hashem, again, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, it would take away a little bit of the chashivas of Avraham. There is a certain chashivas to have exclusivity. Okay. At the end of this tshuva, he added a postscript. And he says, "Bedvar shehashela hanal leinyan kaddish yesh loimar lechayra kivan deikar kaddish hu hakavana sheyia letoivas hanifter." Since the ikar kaddish, the kavana is it should be for the benefit of the nifter. Imkain yesh loimar dim acher dim amar avor shnei anashim e efsher shia kavana avor shneim. You could make the case that maybe you can't be mechavin for both. Why? The Gemara in Gittin says, it says, v'kasav la. La, v'loy la ulchaverta. It means you have to write it for her and not her and her friend. Or the Gemara in Nedarim on Mem Gimel, it says, could a baal be made for two wives? And the Gemara says, no. Oysa v'loy oysa v'chaverta. To which the Shabina Rav asks, but how do you learn out from la v'loy l'chaverta? But we learn out from la l'shma. How do you learn out two drashas? From la, you learn out you have to write a get for a woman and not the woman and her friend. We also learn out you have to write a get l'shma. Or how do you learn out from oisa by hafaras nadarim that you can't be made for two wives at the same time, but you need it for what the Gemara says, nadra ishta v'savra bitai. It's not effective. You have to say that the drasha, you have to be made for your wife and not two wives. It's the same drasha as you have to be made for it for your wife. And if you're thinking the wrong person, it doesn't work. Ulam hanal, hanirali, the hani tarti drashas himchad, both of these drashas are one. Why? Based on the Ravid in Perek Zayin of Para, that a person is not able to mechavein daitai lishtei dvarim ke'echad. Based on the Ravid in Perek Zayin of Para, that a person is not able to be mechavein his das for two things simultaneously. Interesting. The Ravid says that a klal, a person can't be mechavin for two things at the same time. By the way, there's a famous Reb Shlomo Klugar who asked, the Gemara says, you're mevatel Torah and you come to hear Megillah. So Reb Shlomo Klugar says, why is hearing the Megillah bittel Torah? Megillah is also Torah. So it's not bittel Torah. What do you mean? Mevatlin Torah uban l'shma mikra Megillah. Reb Shlomo Klugar says, no, a person can only be mechavin for one thing at a time. So if your kavanah, see mekayim the mitzvah, mikra Megillah, that's exclusionary. You will not be getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if you're mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you will not get reward for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Anyway, so the Ravid is saying this general rule. A person can't be mechavein for two things at the same time. So since we learn out from Oysa or from La, you have to do it Lishma for a specific person or a specific woman. So then Memela, you can't divorce two wives or you can't annul two Nedarim. Because since it's impossible, once we know you have to do it Lishma, and there's a known principle that you can't be Mechavin for two things at the same time, automatically you won't be able to annul for two women. Meaning the starting point is Oysa. You need to have Kavana for the person whose nether you're annulling. Once that's the case, you can annul two people at the same time. Because there's no way to be that's just an impossibility. It's already a known principle that you can't have two Kavanas at the same time. So once we know Oysa, you have to have Kavana for this person, then you won't be able to do two. Based on this, the Chavina Rav is arguing that you can't say Kaddish for two people because since there's a known rule, you could only have Kavana for one thing at a time. There's no way to be Mechavin for two things. So even though at first he wants to say there's enough to go around for everyone, Zichroin Echad Oila Lekanu Lekan, nevertheless, he sort of, in conclusion, has a different view on that, that you can't. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this. It's in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Nun Dalet, Ba'ad Kama Anoshim Yochel Ish Echad Loimer Kaddish. How many people could you say Kaddish for? This was asked from Rabbi Cheskel Friedman. Let's say a guy, his job is he's a shamish in a shul, and one of his sources of income is he's a kaddish zagar. Right? There's such a thing. There are people, you know, they're not the rav, they're not the janitor, they're the shamish. And one of the ways they make income is they say kaddish for people. So the shaila is, you know, how good of a business is that? How lucrative of a business? How many people could he be saying kaddish for? So look what Rav Moshe says. Hine lani es daiti tzarech sheyia kaddish echad biyoim l'chol echad. He needs that there should be one kaddish a day per person. In other words, if he has 50 mesim on the list, each one needs to have a dedicated kaddish. If you're the Shliach Tzibur, you'll have additional ones because you could use the one before Baruch Hu, you could use the one before Baruch Shamar, you could use the one before Tachnon. So you have extra Kaddishim that are not Kaddish Yosem. And if there are two Minyanim, then business is booming. You know, you could go to the early Shachris and then come to the second Minyan. And then you could learn Mishnayos, and you could have more Kaddishim. Basically, the number of Kaddishim recited a day are the number of people who you could say Kaddish for. Why? V'hatamhu. D'me'etzem adin k'fisha nagu b'doros harishayim. Because the truth is, according to the letter of the law, what they used to do back in the day is hayu cholkin ha-kaddishim bein ha-avelim. They would divide Kaddishim among the Avelim. Avel number one got the first Kaddish by himself. Avel number two got the second Kaddish. Nowadays, all the Avelim say all the Kaddishim, but it's a balagan. It's, you know, it's not really correct. Correct practice is one Avel should say Kaddish for everyone. V'yamatilin goyrol kishahira Kaddish echad l'shnayim u'l'shloisha. And what if there are two or three people and only one Kaddish? They made a goyrol. So it would come out back in the day, each Avel got one Kaddish a day. And sometimes he didn't even get one. But usually one. At least one. Says, So therefore, if you're hired, sagi kishem ra kadosh achliyim. It's enough to say one a day. V'yavshe yizdami neizah b'ham mitzad yortzai shebesik nezah d'amir shal yuchal yomer eizah kadosh meyachar shebarev b'ham yomer sagi. Says Rav Moshe, even if you can't do it every day, because sometimes there's a yortzai or whatever, but if you could do it most days, that's the number of kadeshim you could rent out. V'lachin yachshoiv malus kvoidoi kama kadeshim evshal yomer barev ha'pamim. Calculate how many kadeshim you could say most of the time. And that number of people you could say Kaddish for. And it's better that you should write down, Kaddish 1 is for Oscar, Kaddish 2 is for Larry, Kaddish 3 is for Gary, Kaddish 4 is for Fivel. Write down which Kaddish is dedicated to who. It's interesting, like, why? Why does it have to be? But Rav Moshe says, it's a good idea. But says Rav Moshe, you should know that even though Medina, one Kaddish is enough, still, if the guy who's paying you money thinks you're going to be saying many kadeshim a day, in other words, guy hands you, here's $10,000 for the year, and in his mind, you know, what he's thinking is, you're going to be saying seven kadeshim a day for his relative, it could be he's paying for more than one, and therefore, if you don't, it's gazela. Okay? It could be mistama, if they don't speak, it should really be like the letter of the law that he's only getting one kaddish. But it could be, Ramesh says, Aval Efsher Shemitzad Chisorin Yediazu Choshev Bebiru Sheyem Arab Kaddishim. It could be because he doesn't know, he thinks you're going to be saying many kadeshim. And therefore, maybe it is a concern of gezela if you hire yourself out for more. Therefore, lechein toiv loymar zeh lehakarov shemeshalim sheyoymar kadesh echad biyoim avor kroivam mishum sheyoyse loytzarch. It's better to just be transparent and say, I'm only doing one because you don't need more. And therefore, if this becomes known, and everybody knows you only say one a day, then you don't have to make a stipulation beferosh, because everybody knows that your program is you only do one a day. So I guess, you know, when Gedalia puts out, if anybody wants to co-sponsor the shir, you know, that's very correct, that people know that, you know, they're not the only ones sponsoring. You know, so like this. So really, if for whatever reason you give an impression that you're giving exclusivity to a dedicator for a mitzvah, a kaddish, a Torah or Mishnah, then they think they're getting more than you're giving them, that could be a chashash of gezela. But may ikar adin, when somebody wants to sponsor something, you're required to give them the basic amount. And the basic amount by Kaddish is one Kaddish a day. Now, Rav Moshe is not talking about Mishnayos. L'chayra, this wouldn't work for Mishnayos. In other words, if you hire yourself out to learn Mishnayos, maybe you can't say, okay, I'm going to do it for 70 different people. No, you're learning Mishnayos for Reuven. You can't do it for some. It's only, according to Rav Moshe, it's Kaddish because he only needs one a day. And there, I'm saying 17 a day. So the other, I don't have, in other words, according to Rav Moshe, you can't say Kaddish for 10,000 people if they're paying you. You could say Kaddish for you could only take the number of jobs as Kaddishim you say a day. L'chora, this wouldn't work for Mishnah. This wouldn't work for other things. Unless you make it known that you're not limiting yourself to one dedicated person. But according to the tzad of the Dovev Meisharim originally, that no, you know, one candle works for everyone. It lights up the room for everyone. Zichroin echad oyla lekan olkan. Then for Mishnayos or other kinds of things, you also, it's unlimited. I didn't know that Tzitz Eliezer wrote a sefer called Even Yaakov, and he also deals with this question, and he disagrees with Rav Moshe. He says, I saw in the Igros Moshe that according to Rav Moshe, you're allowed to take a job commensurate with the number of kadeshim there are. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, I disagree. I don't see any logic to this, to qualify like this. Shal kabbalah le'amir kadosh al anoshim shenifter b'skum mugbo rak if he misra kadoshim shayala loy loymar b'meshach yom echad. And I don't see a reason v'gam loy lehar shama she kadosh zeh have a bad zeh because of zeh. He said I don't see a reason you have to write down kadosh A is for Larry and kadosh B is for Gary. Umamela. You don't have to tell the relative, you're only saying one Kaddish. With one Kaddish, you could have in mind many Niftarim. You don't have to like sit around in the minion factory every day since you're saying Kaddish for 73 people to make sure you say 73 Kaddishim. No. And this is based on, that Tzitz Eliezer says on the Ramah in Sif Dalet, who paskins like the Orcha Shulchan, that if someone is in the Shul, who's an Avel on his father and mother, I'm sorry, if there's no Avel in a Shul, then anybody who doesn't have a father and mother could say Kaddish for all Mesa Yisrael. Even though, what do you mean? You don't know who they are. You don't know every guy in every cemetery. You know all the names. But it works. So that means you don't have to make a list. It's for Gary, it's for Larry, it's for Curly. Even though you could ask, maybe that's only by default where there's nobody to say. So it works to some extent. But maybe if you're being paid, then... You know, they want a premium service. You know? They want premium Kaddish. Anyway, it's an interesting offshoot of the sugya of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that when you're made for a neder, it only works if you're mechaving specifically for that woman. And from there we learn out two things. If you have the wrong person in mind, it doesn't work. And you can't even be mechaving for two people simultaneously. From which the Chabina Rav says, well, maybe you can't say Kaddish for two people simultaneously either. Okay, that's Daf Pei Vav.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.